At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You bet. We've got college football games to talk about. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us on the website covering the Big 12 Conference. We're glad you're here as always joining us as a part of the show. We've got a couple of Big 12 games this weekend, and we will give you the predictions and the previews. The only thing we'll ask from you is to leave that rating and review right now in the podcast, and also drop us a nice little like and a subscribe on YouTube as well. You know how to do that. And we're giving away merch. Leave us that 5-star rating and review. Send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We'll hook you up. All right, let's start off with the big game of the week, and that is Iowa State, Kansas State, Farmageddon in Dublin, Ireland. This is such a difficult game because you have a rivalry matchup early, mid-August, week zero on another continent. Good luck, right? Good luck. This makes all the sense in the world. I don't like it for the Big 12, but I accept the reality of what this is. And it's a lot of publicity. I know there's many of you in Dublin who are Iowa State and Kansas State fans watching this right now. It's 6 hours ahead there. You might be finishing a couple of pints. You're gearing up for Saturday and you're fired up. So I'm going to disappoint one of these fan bases, and that's just how it's got to be. Sorry, I don't want to do it, but it's the way that it is. So I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I've got a team in Matt Campbell and Iowa State that is traditionally a slow-starting team. Now, it was not last season, right? I mean, it was a team that got off actually to a very good start when Matt Campbell was traditionally a slow starter. Then you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, Kansas State's a team that has struggled mightily in recent years against Iowa State. You know, Chris Klieman is 1-4 against Matt Campbell in the last 5, and he's 0-5 against the spread. Not a good number for Chris Klieman. So if you're a betting man or woman and you're looking at this and you're saying K-State -3, does that feel right? Is that something that we're really going to lean into right now with these two teams? Does that make a lot of sense for Kansas State to be a 3-point favorite going into this game? Well, the answer to me is yes, it does. And I know that might be backwards based on what I just shared with you, but I'm looking at this Kansas State team and I'm saying to myself, okay, I've got more experience on both of my lines. I've got more experience at my skill positions as well, because Iowa State is bringing back, you know, solid wide receivers in Brown and Green. They have a guy, they have a very deep tight end room led by Gabe Buckle. But you look at this and you say to yourself, okay, even if all of these guys step to the plate, even if you're watching these games and you're saying Iowa State's going to totally turn this thing around, and guys like Gabe Buckle are going to step up, and they're going to be big time, that next wave of Iowa State tight ends. Is it going to happen in week zero in Dublin, Ireland? Or is that just too much to ask for Rocco Beck to find all of his new weapons on another continent when he loses 2 NFL draft wide receivers last year? I just think it's too much. If this game was in November, I would feel entirely different about it. But I'm going to roll with the fact that I think Avery Johnson, I think Dylan Edwards, I think that offensive line is going to be better suited for a week zero game in another country. I think the offense is going to be more athletic for Kansas State. They'll use their legs. Avery Johnson may not have a huge passing game, but I see this as one of those games where Avery's able to figure out how to get 100 yards on the ground and a couple of scores, and he might only throw for 100, right? But he's going to lean heavily in this week zero game on those legs and on that running game and on Dylan Edwards. And the big boys up front for Kansas State are going to be able to push Iowa State around just a little bit, because Iowa State does have a lot of new pieces, especially on that defensive line. So that's one of those matchups that I think leans heavily in Kansas State's favor in week zero. The fact that I think there's less for them to figure out to get out of there with a victory, and that ends up being the difference in this game. I don't think either team is going to be outstanding offensively. I do think this one is going to be uglier than what Vegas is projecting. The other thing I like in this game is under 49.5. I think that number's too high for this game in Dublin. I would lean heavily on the under on 49.5, and I would roll with Kansas State -3. If this was late November, I might feel differently. I might say Matt Campbell keeps that streak going. But just based on how these two teams are set up right now, and I think there are still things that Rocco Beck's going to have to figure out, especially when it comes to, you know, his weapons, who he leans on, I think that early in the season will favor Kansas State in this game. And I'm going to roll with Kansas State winning this game over Iowa State by a final score of 23-17. So that's what I've got in that matchup between these two teams. Farmageddon's going to be great. And if you're going over that way, you're probably there by now and watching this. I hope you have an amazing time. And I hope that this absolutely never happens again. For the sake of this rivalry, for the sake of these two fan bases, and for the sake of college football in general. College football needs to be on campus. No ifs, ands, or buts. No other questions about it. That's where college football needs to be played. All right? So that's what I'm watching here in that one. I've got Kansas State winning, covering the spread, and the under hitting in that game between these two teams. Next up, let's talk about the other game that we've got in the Big 12.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've got Kansas and Fresno State. How about that? As KU opens up the newly renovated Booth Stadium after playing their games at Arrowhead last year, you have Jalen Daniels back at quarterback. Fresno State comes in as a pretty interesting team. Fresno State has a new head coach, Matt Enns, from North Dakota State. We know what kind of powerhouse they are. They bring in E.J. Warner. That's Kurt Warner's son. He's played at Temple and Rice, a lot of experience. Now he goes to Fresno State. But he has new pieces all over the place. He's got new pieces at wide receiver, running back, which should be the strength of this team, the offensive line as well. So there's a lot of new faces, as you would expect, in the transfer portal era with a new head coach at the Group of Five level out of the Mountain West. You've got new faces all over the place. For Kansas, Yes, you lose some really key pieces from last year and guys who are now playing in the NFL. However, you're bringing back Jalen Daniels. I think he has a lot to prove going into this game and into this season, frankly, because last year did not go as any KU fan expected. There were many who thought this team would compete for a Big 12 title. They didn't come close to that, and they got off to a very slow start, and they somewhat recovered in late October, but it was too little too late. I believe this becomes a Jalen Daniels coming out party. This becomes one of those games where Jalen Daniels is doing whatever he wants. And he's having a field day against a Fresno State team that does have talent, but is so new, is being slapped together, and is still figuring out what exactly it's going to be. So you may look at this game and you may say, and I've seen this stat floating around, and this is a true stat, but this is why you got to be careful with gambling stats. Did you know that Fresno State is 7-0 in their last seven games covering the spread against the Big 12? You might sit there and say to yourself, whoa, I got to bet Fresno State. The last time they played a Big 12 team was 07. So that stat is meaningless. It's a cool stat. It's nice to have. I saw it and I was like, okay, that's cool. What does that mean for this weekend? It means nothing. It's completely irrelevant. So, those kind of things you throw out the window, and I don't think you do anything with them. Not when they're, going back 17 years at the earliest for some of these stats. So I'm looking at KU, and I'm saying to myself, first off, they played a Mountain West team last year in UNLV, and that was a really bad game. They owe the Mountain West a win. That was a sign that maybe this season was not going to go as we anticipate for KU last year. I remember watching that and being like, what the heck's going on with this team? Now, UNLV was decent, but still, that was a bad loss for KU. They got to get the Mountain West back. They got to pick up a dominant win, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I think that especially this linebacking core, which may be the strength of the team under Lance Leipold this season, is going to really make life difficult for EJ Warner as he tries to figure out what exactly he's got around him at Fresno State, what the pieces are, can the pieces fit, will they fit? They will. I would trust a head coach like Matt Entz to turn that program into the right direction. However, it's not going to be on Saturday in week zero against the Kansas Jayhawks. KU has been desperate to get this season started after how disappointing last year was. And this feels like a game where Jalen Daniels is not just slinging it around, I think he's going to show off his legs as well in this game. And you're going to see the old Jalen Daniels, the real dual threat Jalen Daniels, because Fresno State's got a lot to figure out on the defensive side of the ball. And that is going to be very apparent with all the transfers and new faces they've got on that side. And Daniels is going to have a field day in front of a rowdy home crowd, excited to be back in the booth for the first time in 2 years. And I like KU winning and covering the spread of 12.5 against Fresno State. I'll take Kansas winning this game by a score of 38-20 over the Bulldogs. So we got a couple of week one games. There you have it. That's my rundown. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And if you're not on the forums yet, football's here. What are you waiting for? Go to HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Get on the forums. Sign up. Takes you a minute. And join the conversation. All right? I promise you, you'll have a good time. I'm on there every single day talking to you, talking to Big 12 fans, and getting ready for a tremendous Big 12 football season. I can't wait. We appreciate you guys joining us. We got much more coming your way. Make sure you are subscribed. Hit that like button right now. And we will have you covered all season long here at HeartlandCollegeSports.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.